Hi there, this is Kate McClanahan, and this is the Sound Advice Podcast. All right, so basically what you're up against with every take is what I refer to as the muscle memory delivery. The muscle memory delivery has nothing to do with method acting. Muscle memory delivery is a term exclusive to Sound Advice, meaning a read that is by rote. So it runs as if it's on a circuit. It's like, oh, you mean Kansas? Oh, you mean Kansas? Oh, you mean Kansas? Which so many of us do, and I'm sure you've already been doing auditions and things of that nature, am I right? Yeah. So, and you're kind of, you're finding yourself getting into that already, I'm sure, you know, where it's like, you know, well, aren't I supposed to be perfecting one perfect take? And I'm here to tell you, no, you're not. Because then you'll never get out of it. You're just creating a rut for yourself. And it'll be like a broken record. And you're thinking, how can I get 55 takes out of a script that's this short? The shorter the script, the more options they want from you, you know? And you might do 8 to 12, 8 to 15 takes of a straighter, more natural delivery. And then you might be done at that point, but then again, they might say, okay, cool. Let's try Witty Playful. And you still have all this stuff, all the baggage from the straighter, more natural that you're dragging into the witty, more playful. They don't mean totally do a departure from that. Yeah, they do. Yes, they do. And they can't understand why you're still hanging on to that. Why are you hanging on to it? Muscle memory delivery. It's an impulse that's encoded into your muscles the first time we do anything. So it's a comfort zone. And we feel safe with it. So however you read the script the first time out, you're going to keep gravitating back to that original read. You know what I'm talking about, right? So it's quite interesting. So what we're trying to create in terms of muscle memory delivery is agility. So you have a lot more freedom to create, and you play with it, and you do something new with it. And that's really our goal in terms of coaching. So if you've been worried you might be, you know, might have trouble repeating a delivery, fear not. Muscle memory will practically ensure you continually return back to your initial read over and over and over again, whether you want to or not. So left to its own devices, your delivery will run on automatic again and again and again. But it won't necessarily mean you're behind what you're doing. You're going to be phoning it in, right? And that's why it's not what should drive your performance. So our definition of this term is much closer to what kinesiology or sports medicine refers to as muscle memory, and should not be confused with American method, you know, their definition of muscle memory, which is, I recall a time when I was a child, and I'm using that moment when I fell off my tricycle. I hurt my arm, and I went to my mother, and I said, I hurt my arm, Mommy. And she said, ah, quit your crying, kid, and stick your stupid arm in your gob, which hurt my feelings, and so I'm using that moment. Well, you might get two or three takes out of that, but you're not going to get 300 performances on Broadway on that sucker. You just won't. So you want to actually just find something new and different in it. I'm preaching to the choir, I think. So that's muscle memory delivery, as we refer to it here at Sound Advice. This is Kate McClanahan, and this has been the Sound Advice Podcast. To find out more about voiceover and our process, check out voiceoverinfo.com.